producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Our favorite is with us, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, I just want you to know it's not my fault. Jack Alexander called you out on the Ice Bucket Challenge, and people are waiting to see your response. But if you're like me, a lot of people are doing that to you. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, he and about 100 other people, people I know, people I don't know, guys I was in prison with, have called me out. So.
You're just
I'm
gonna
afraid
have
to not answer that one. So.
you're going to have to just ask Ellen for a raise. Just say, look, I need it for charity, and it's the truth.
Or take a lot of cold bucket baths. So.
Yes, no kidding. I said this the other day. One thing about it that's wild is to think of all the money that charity raised when they barely raised $3 million in the same quarter last year. And you know how much pressure there is on those people who have to come up with these ideas when they sit around these meetings and say, oh, are we doing another run? Are we partnering?
I wonder who created this. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to find that out. I think it did come out of a meeting that they were just kind of thinking of ideas, and it's just crazy how it's exploded, not just here in the United States, but all over the place.
Yeah,
people
well,
are doing it.
I was in a meeting once, and somebody said, let's raise money off of Jack Abramoff. You know, ideas come out there from time to time.
That's right. You never know what's going to happen. That was good touché.
It's true.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, as we live in these crazy times, you and I say it all the time, and really our focus is on what's happening with the Islamic State, the so-called ISIS, and the latest video, the fact that we had another beheading of an American journalist, Stephen Sotloff. It's just terrible, absolutely awful. And now the response is being measured by what the president had to say, and ultimately coming out of Estonia, and the tail thing that he said was trying to manage it, making it manageable, and of course everybody's gone berserk over that. Either they're on board with what he's saying or they're attacking him. Do you think the president is handling this the best way he can, or what do you think?
He's made a couple of errors. One, when he used the word contain instead of destroy or eliminate. Okay, so that in itself was a problem, and a problem of, you know, perception. And Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, went on the TV channels and basically, you know, corrected that. The other thing that is not the president's fault, but they're comparing the president to David Cameron and what David Cameron wants to do. Well, that's Britain, and, you know, whether people want to believe it or not, Britain has even a worse problem than we do with some things going on there and the clerics, you know, what they do, what they say. And then they're comparing the president to Joe Biden. Well, Joe was on fire in his speech. But the president is, you know, on this one, he's darned if he does and darned if he doesn't. But, you know, the last time the president went to the Congress, if we remember, because the Congress seems to forget, you know, he said, well, you know, you want me to advise and consult about Syria, what do we do? And it was like hearing crickets chirp. You know, nothing happened. John Boehner said, consult me, and then the president did, and nothing happened. So the president can, on his own, do some airstrikes in Syria, but I have a feeling, you know, he will, and this is where I think he can really shine if he reaches out to people. But something that I know he's being criticized for, Kate, but it's really pragmatic and it's practical, is the fact that he's not beating his fist down, you know, pushing buttons to strike missiles and going completely just crazy with this thing, as bad as it is, because this is a very serious deal going on, and to just jump without, you know, a plan that we develop could really be another Iraq with George Bush and weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, well, and that's the problem, overshadowing it. What if we got into that same situation? You lived through that and saw what happened there, and the outrage afterwards, but many years down the road. So, exactly. Interesting.
Well, you're also seeing some of the, you know, the right wings of the party. I was a member of in Congress, and some of the people were saying, well, now we have to look at Americans that travel. That's kind of a generic period, you know. They're going to look at everybody, which will lead to, you know, granny goes to France and comes back and is detained at the airport, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows how those things go down. And then they're talking about foreign students. So all these drumbeats are out there of just almost like an out-of-control scenario of, you know, the fact that planes are going to land today all over American cities and go after us. So not saying something couldn't happen, but I think the president's taking, he's going to get criticized, but he's at least taking a more pragmatic view of trying to involve the world in this. The Saudis have a lot to lose. The Iranians have a lot to lose. The Kuwaitis, et cetera. Even Russia.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, this is close to you, so I thought I'd throw this in here. How about this deal in Ohio? The judge halting the limits on early voting. Yay for people in Ohio. They'll have an extra week to cast their ballots, so they have no excuse, right? So they should have sky-high turnout.
They should. We went back and forth with this, and the Secretary of State at one point in time, we had less time to, you know, to vote. We used to have a Secretary of State quite conservative, Ken Blackwell. He actually, I think, was running for president at one time.
Yeah.
And he went against a lot of the Help America Vote Act that Steny Hoyer and I had put together and fought it in court. And then we got another Secretary of State that was really progressive, Jennifer Bruner. Then she went out of office. So you got another one. And we haven't had too much controversy, I guess. But the judicial ruling and allowing for more time, maybe we'll increase some of the voter turnout, but at least allow a little bit more time to vote.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Thank you, Mr. Bob Ney. You have a lot of ice buckets to go and handle right now.
I'm going
to
be busy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So you can see here at the top talking about his perception of somebody who played the political game for a long time and, by the way, got burned in the end. But what he said as far as being the president and being the situation, and he's absolutely right. And many of you obviously agree. We talked about on the previous show how the president blew it when he didn't say the right words, and the message and the strategy was messed up, as we have also dissected on this show with Peel Back the Onion with our pal Andrew, and there's no question about it. It's interesting because when you're the leader of the free world, the one thing you do have is access to a lot of really smart people. We do have a lot of really smart people here in the United States. Why are we not using their brain power? I don't get it. So the message is muddled, fuddled, and messed up coming out of the White House. Democrat, Republican, pretty much everyone agrees on that. That if this was our company and we were running it this way, it would not be good. The main thing, though, is ISIS beheading two American journalists, now threatening the Brits with the same thing. David Cameron had something to say about that. In fact, you're going to hear that in our next segment. What did the British Prime Minister have to say about the blowback on them as to what happened to the United States with their own journalists? Now they're seeing the same thing. And a great deal of the recruiting happens in England. A lot of that happens in England. So when they say they're really trying to crack down and it's serious alert, it should be serious alert, because they've allowed a lot of things to happen right there in front of their faces. As much as everybody wants to blame the United States for some blunders, they have their own when it comes to the Islamic State. So hang with us. We're talking about that and some other things next in the mix. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This terrorist organization, and indeed others around the world, have made tens of millions of dollars from these ransoms, and they spend that money on arming themselves, on kidnapping more people.
David Cameron pushing the case for forget about it, this whole ransom thing, we can't do it. It goes back to the dealing with terrorist stuff and is the same policy for the United States, although then you find out that there are other people that have reached out. And, of course, we have the secret ops group that are in there trying to extract people. And unfortunately, in the case of the first journalist, they weren't able to do that because they apparently had a beat on where he was, but maybe got some bad information, some bad intel. To me, that's the huge part of this. You got to have good intelligence gathering, and we've got some bright people. That's what I was referring to before. I mean, super, super nerdy, bright. Let's put together the pieces of this thing. They need to unhandcuff them. Part of the problem is that. Part of this is the whole rules of engagement and things that have happened and what's happened to the CIA and some of the best who, frankly, have gotten fed up and have left. And that we cannot afford because this is a war that is about intelligence gathering. It is. This is a war about black ops. This is a war that is won through those methods, and whoever is best at extracting the information is the winner in this game, in this sick, twisted game. But this then comes all the PC police in the face of the CIA. If you remember that, the one thing that really has stuck with me with the administration is once the Bush era was over, and of course everything was Bush's fault and it was all heaped on what had happened before with Bush and going to war in the first place and all of that kind of stuff, right? And you can make a case. I mean, listen, war, weapons of mass destruction and all of that. But put that aside for a second because every administration blames the one before them when they get into trouble. But even if we take it on face value and say, all right, he was stuck with a bad set of cards. But Obama and the people around him, they wanted that office. You want that office, and you pay the price. Now you are the leader of the free world. And once the whole waterboarding thing started to emerge, and what were the legalities of that, and did we have any paper trail on it, and all those things happened, it made a lot of the best and the brightest at the CIA very nervous, because they realized, oh, yeah, that's what happens. You tell us to do something, and then when somebody else comes in, and it's not politically correct, and we can't waterboard, and we can't use certain methods, now it's on us. We did it. We're the rogue people. We should pay the price, and we're as bad as the terrorists. And so a lot of the CIA, they started to take early retirement, or they decided, I'm done, I'm gone, I'm out of here. And that's when the president, not so secretly, it was supposed to, I think, be a secret, went, I mean, they just got him down to the CIA as fast as they could, gathered everybody up in the offices, and then tried to make them feel better and quell their fears that this was not going to happen to them, that they are wonderful, they're necessary, they're incredibly talented people, and we back you 100% because there was such a flip going on. Nobody wanted to be holding the bag. And perhaps some of this is why the Islamic State information was bungled as well, because who had a beat on that? How come we weren't watching this even closer when you talked to half of the people who were spying on the Islamic State as they were getting more steam and more weapons and more money? I mean, clearly they knew about them. So the troops in Iraq are very, very frustrated over the messages on ISIS and what their methods are and what's going on. The so-called, you know, boots on the ground. Do we have boots on the ground? We do, we don't. What's the deal? And none of them want to be left holding the bag either. What is the mission against the Islamic State? You have VP Biden who says, doesn't mince his words, we're going to chase him to the gates of hell. We're going to chase him to the gates of hell. And they're saying, well, how are we going to do that when we can't leave our base? We can't chase anyone to any gates to anywhere. Because we have our hands tied. We can't do anything. That was probably the strongest message we heard, and we talked about this already, from anyone in the administration, saying that after another journalist was beheaded, Steve Sotloff, after that happened, then Biden, we're going to follow them to the gates of hell until they're brought to justice. Sounds like he's running for president. So now there's a lot of frustration and confusion to the Americans who are on the ground, and we're not shocked by this, are we? We're not shocked by this. James Foley, we talked to Tom Risen, one of his good friends. Tom Risen, remember on this show just 2 weeks ago. Tom Risen said the reason James Foley was there is he wanted to do the kind of journalism where he uncovered things that were happening, atrocities to people in all kinds of places. But the reason he went to Syria and Iraq was because his brother was serving and told him it's a nightmare, told him you're not going to believe what's happening with this group, you're not going to believe the things that are going on that nobody is reporting on, that nobody's talking about. He lost his life putting it out there. But he tried to tell everybody the facts of what nobody wanted out. So now we have this decision to add more security because we've got 820 diplomats in Baghdad. And they're scared to death that one of them will be kidnapped, one of them would be executed, or some other horrific thing would happen. Because if the Islamic State people will stop at nothing. I don't think they care. I think they would do that. They're just daring the United States and anyone else to come after them. They're just daring them and saying, stay out of this. That's why they're saying that, stay out of it. So they keep going after Americans. So now there's more Marines arriving. It brings the total number of troops, did you know this, in Iraq, and I checked this number earlier today at the Pentagon, to 1,213. So, yes, some have, a few are part of the whole airstrike thing in northern Iraq, and they're helping the humanitarian missions and all that kind of stuff. But how aggressive, and this is one of the first things I said on the air, and I tried to even get a question into the White House about this through talk radio news, but they danced around this. How aggressive are we going to be against these ISIS Islamic State guys if they get into Baghdad and the military, the Iraqi military, gets into trouble? Well, they're there to protect our diplomats, so they're not going to fire at will at people that are coming after them, dressed all in black with machetes to come after them. Of course they're going to do that. So it's ridiculous. I don't blame them for the frustration. What clearly is lacking is a roadmap. It is a mixed message. How far are we willing to go? And there's confusion when it comes to the lawmakers who are fighting for their political lives, but are also trying to figure out, as their constituents are furious over what they're seeing, as to what is going on. What are we going to do? I like what Congressman Chaffetz said from the Republican from Utah, who said, it's very confusing. The president seems to be in a definite maybe. So we're stuck in maybe, but maybe's not good. Maybe's not good when you've got Marines who are saying, wow, we're not supposed to engage, we're not supposed to do anything. What's happening as this gets closer to Baghdad? And to me, that's the scariest thing in it. What are the odds, do you think, that they reach Baghdad as they get more armored tanks and trucks and everything they need and more ammunition, bigger artillery? Then it's game on. And we have to have a confrontation, but how do we do that? That's an act of war. So we're not in war, but we're protecting our diplomats, by the way, that are in this giant complex that we built in Baghdad. People in Iraq are scrambling for their lives. There's all kinds of bad signs that all point to Baghdad to me. And without any way to know what the engagement is, they better jump all over this. Clearly, Iraq is a divided country. The Kurds, the Shias, the Sunnis, the Islamic State guys who say, look to us, the horrific things that are happening. The CIA, you know, is all over this. But what is the attack? What is it that they're able to do without getting themselves into trouble with NATO? Coming up next on America Tonight, by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you always can. You know that. 855-266-5283. It's about the numbers. We're heading to Week in Count.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Topping week in town, sad news actually. Comedian Joan Rivers dead at the age of 81. Boy, it's been a crazy year when it comes to celebrities. I mean, hey, nobody knows when their number's up. Death and taxes, you know, as the old saying goes. But she certainly was a worldwide celebrity, whether you thought she was a misfit or, you know, you thought some of her comedy was good or whatever you thought of Joan Rivers. She was certainly an iconic person, and she started her career just as a old-fashioned stand-up comedian, you know, poking fun at herself and her families, and she'd been around for a very long time doing the comedy thing. Rivers ended up being a headlining talk show host. Johnny Carson was apparently really upset with her. He was rooting for her, perhaps, to take his spot when he left, but then once she went to Fox, that was it. And it was one of the things she talked about that was so rough on her. But she was a best-selling author, and she was on the red carpet all over the place, and she died a week after being rushed to the hospital after suffering cardiac arrest at a Manhattan clinic. They're looking into this clinic. Apparently, she was having some kind of a throat procedure, and that's when that happened. So she was on life support, and, you know, that was it. And they've released all kinds of statements, and a lot of people are saying things about Joan Rivers. Melissa, her daughter, said her mother's greatest joy in life was to make people laugh. Although that is difficult to do right now, I know that her wish would be that we return to laughing soon. She released a statement saying that, and I think that her death was a surprise. As I mentioned, they're looking into the clinic to see if there was any foul play there, any kind of malpractice. And it was after she was rushed to the hospital, stories started to emerge and break that she was in, you know, big trouble, and people started to think, oh, yeah, there's no way, once it leaked out about the life support and whatnot. So Joan Rivers, dead at the age of 81 years old. We move to something different. As I said, you know, we can count is all about the numbers, because you start to realize when you look around, everything goes back to numbers in our lives. So I happened to see this earlier in the day. Someone pointed it out to me. Oh, to be Apple, what Steve Jobs created. Apple plans to roll out new security features in the next coming weeks that are designed to counter the methods that have been used in the mass theft of nude celebrity photos. Did you even know that was going on? I know so little about the celebrity world, it seems. I had no idea that there was... that this was happening. So the company says they're going to use email and push notifications to alert users when someone tries to change an account password, restore cloud data on a new device, or connect to something that's unfamiliar. So they know something's going on there. Apple CEO Tim Cook explained the changes in an interview in the Wall Street Journal. So I get the Wall Street Journal, and someone pointed that out to me too as well. And these are his first public comments since the private nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence and other celebrities were leaked onto the Internet. So Apple has concluded hackers were able to get into the photo collections through phishing attempts, guessing passwords, figuring out answers to celebrity security questions. Wow. And because you figure they do interviews and they may say something that they realize touches them off on to what their password could be. It's a guessing game, and of course, what do they have to do all day but guess, 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 and then hack into those photos, which is absolutely crazy, isn't it? But they're very, very good at it, as we are seeing. We've had problems this week with Home Depot, and they think information was hacked from Home Depot, and they have over 2,200 stores nationwide. They're still checking into it, but debit cards and credit cards could have been in the mix here. By the way, the number, and here's your number, of celebrities affected, they say, is at least 20 to 25. Wow. So 25 celebrities are running around with nude photos in their collections, and somebody was able to hack into it. My, oh, my. Crazy. Here's another one. The former Virginia governor was found guilty. This story had been brewing for a while, but and this is an influence kind of thing. You're talking about a former rising rock star in the Republican Party. This is former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, who was sobbing Thursday after a jury convicted him and his wife on multiple counts related to that word again, influence peddling, while he was in office. After more than a month of sometimes unbelievable soul-bearing testimony, the jury issued guilty verdicts on 11 counts. There's your big juicy number. 11 counts against McDonald, clearing him on two others. His wife, Maureen, was convicted on 9, cleared on 4. Now, the charges involved gifts the couple got from businessmen, including a Rolex watch. Rolex will get you every time. A $15,000 check for their daughter's wedding, duh, and other items that are illegal under Virginia law. Prosecutors had to prove the gifts were accepted with corrupt intent. So they could have gotten the gifts if they weren't given to them for favors, to curry favor, and of course that's what they had to prove. And how about that they did? You know, McDonald's name came up as a possible running mate for Mitt Romney in 2012. Good thing that didn't happen, huh? That would have been disastrous, to say the least. But that's a huge story. And because they had to prove that it specifically was related to somebody trying to gain influence, that's how they were able to tie it back to them, that it wasn't just strictly a gift from somebody. It was for a reason. That's the reason that they got it. And this one is pretty interesting. You know, we had the whole thing about the crazy celebrity hack into their nude photos and Apple coming up with a different security system. Then we have the French president's ex-girlfriend revealing some intimate details in a new book. In France, this is what they're gossiping about at the water cooler. Valerie Trittweiler, who was the partner of François Hollande, settled, I guess, some scores in her book. The book is called Thank You for the Moment. It just was released, and she describes the end of her seven-year romance with Hollande, saying that it fell apart after pictures suggested a liaison between Hollande and a French actress, and they were published in a tabloid in January. So the book details the relationship and things that he did and rumors, and Hollande, like many of the French, I will take the liberty to say, like the ladies, it's a different culture there, right? So it's not the first time that Hollande's private life has been the subject of headlines in French media. In 2007, he ended his relationship with Signaline Royal, now the ecology minister in his socialist government. So maybe it pays to stay close to your ex. At least with Hollande, it sounds like it paid off. But this is part of their big conversation, because it has some, I guess, some shocking details. So whenever you release a book, you got to have controversy to sell it, and there is the controversy. Big controversy. Here's another one for you that I would say justice was served in this case. The dad has been indicted in the toddler's hot car death. Remember that? A Georgia grand jury indicted Justin Ross Harris on eight counts. So sad. I can't even look at the picture of the little boy, including malice, murder, felony murder, and the death of his son. Remember, there was all the wild stories, and the little boy was in the car, and then he had been looking up how long does it take to kill an animal in a hot car. Ooh. So just desserts, I think, but it still doesn't bring the victim back, the young boy who was just 22 months old, his son Cooper. And this is a huge win for the Cobb County District Attorney, I would say. The defense says the charges reflect the state's maze of theories, and I'm going to say I don't think so. The grand jury heard Saul and got it, so they decided eight counts, including murder and a hot car death. And this poor 22-year-old didn't even have a chance. He had no chance. Somebody who does that, I'm sorry. There is just no way around it, especially with so much of what they found on his computer. They found links to different things, like how to get rid of an animal in the car, as I already mentioned. So they move on in that. Indicted on murder charges in the hot car death. It seems like that just happened not too long ago, and it was certainly a big topic of conversation on America Tonight. And why? Because some people were supporting him and they were sending him money, saying he was unfairly being accused and that it was a, in some cases, a witch hunt. But I think it was anything but a witch hunt. And then one last one. How about this pilot that detoured to give passengers a better view of the volcano, an erupting Icelandic volcano? They've been known to ground flights, but this time it kept one up in the air. The pilot looped around to give passengers the better view of this incredible spectacle. I was looking at some of the pictures. Wow, amazing. When you think of the volcanic activity in 2010, It caused weeks of disruptions to flights to and from Europe. This time, they actually got a bird's eye view. That's We Can Count.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
In just a couple of weeks, the U.S. will tee it up in the battle for the Ryder Cup against the Europeans. Who made the cut for the American team and who has the edge in this biannual golf challenge? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The Europeans are already placing big bets on their team, featuring Rory McIlroy, who won 2 majors and is on fire. While some of that team has changed, winning hasn't been a problem for the Europeans. They've won 7 out of the last 9 times. The United States captain, Tom Watson, for once will ignore the numbers. Here are some of the 12-man team assembled for the challenge, featuring young gun Ricky Fowler, who hasn't finished outside the top 13 since June, added rookie sensation Jordan Spieth, a pro with match play. All right, so we'll pick that up, that little piece there, Sports Shorts, momentarily at some point in this show, talking about the Ryder Cup and the fact that, the Europeans have beaten. I know a lot of you are listening to us in England. Hello to to Robert and the boys. But the Europeans have the edge over the Americans. I mentioned it there. They've won 7 out of the last 9 times. The last time we actually won on foreign soil was when Tom Watson was a captain then, and that was 1993. This is the 40th Ryder Cup. It's played every 2 years. It happened September 26th through the 28th at Glen Eagles in Scotland. So we'll see what happens with Rory McIlroy, and who I just mentioned there. You just heard Ricky Fowler. That I think it makes it quite interesting, without a doubt. I think we have the rest of the piece so you can hear it. Maybe we don't. Once we'll ignore the numbers. Here are some of the 12-man team assembled for the challenge. Featuring young gun Ricky Fowler, who hasn't finished outside the top 13 since June, added rookie sensation Jordan Spieth, a pro with match play experience, and wily vet lefty Phil Mickelson, and this team likes its chances. The 40th Ryder Cup will be played September 26th through the 28th at Glen Eagles in Scotland. The Europeans are the reigning champs, and the last time the Americans won overseas was in 93. By the way, Tom Watson was the captain. That's Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess. In 1965, this was the sound. All right, I think everybody has that stat down. Sports Shorts to mix in at the tail end of this hour. Hey, it happens. Just let you know, it's live. That's what is awesome about radio, without a doubt. It's just like when we go out and we watch a sporting event and we can't believe some of the things that we've seen happen. I want to remind everybody that Nail the Score takes place on this show on Wednesday in our second hour, the tail end of our second hour. So do the math and figure it out, whatever time zone you're in. And here's how it works. You don't have to like sports, but you like to play the game. So we play this silly game. I pick, and the computer helps me do that, the game of the week in the NFL. Then you call in and say, whoa, I think the Seahawks are going to win. They're going to beat Green Bay, and I think the score is going to be whatever. And if you correctly hit it on the head, then you win our fabulous prizes here on the big show. So you could be a big, big, big winner. We did not have a winner. The NFL kicked off. Woohoo! The season is here. Some people like it because they get to have their alone time. There are a lot of people, not just women and men, that don't like football, so they have more time to themselves because their spouse likes the game. So Seattle did win 36-16. My guess was 28-14. Larry said Seattle would do it 28-17, and his was looking really good. But then a couple of different things happened in the game. Nathan said that the Hawks would win it 28-20, 28-20. And then we had a couple of people that liked the Packers as well and some others that liked the Seahawks, but nobody directly nailed the score. Nobody got 36. They ended up with that extra touchdown, and I think they made a huge difference. One of the things to observe from that game, Russell Wilson, as they unveiled their banner from winning the Super Bowl last year, and the Seahawks were pumped up, and so was Russell Wilson, who had a really good game coming into this. It's not surprising. He kind of gets lost in some of the conversation because it's an amazing defense for Seattle. I mean, that's what won. That's what really was a big chunk of the reason why they won the Super Bowl and just annihilated the Denver Broncos. So this was the way to start the season for them. On offense, they looked outstanding, and Wilson was great in the first half. He had a 33-yard strike to Ricardo Lockett, and it was beautiful. And Percy Harvin got a bunch of touches on the ground as a receiver in the air, so running on the ground, returning. He was used all over the place. Which is great because he hasn't really been incredibly healthy with them, and now he's doing pretty good. So that's a good thing. And Richard Sherman was Richard Sherman. Not a surprise that he would get a lot of the balls, and he did. Sure enough, and made the plays that he had to make. Aaron Rodgers finished 23 of 33 for 189 yards. That's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and pretty much they were shoving him into one side of the field, and it made a big difference. They sacked Rodgers three times. So that's my little analysis of the game, but the key here is just to remind you, Next Wednesday, we'll be doing that Nail the Score thing. Second hour, final segment. This time around, nobody nailed the score. Seattle beat the Packers 36-16. Since we're on football, this is a story that goes beyond football that caught a lot of people's attention. When Michael Sam was drafted by St. Louis, the first openly gay player, he didn't make the team, but I don't think it had anything to do with anything except for that there was somebody who was much better than him in a defensive position. They were only carrying nine players, and it wasn't going to be Michael. It wasn't going to be Michael Sam. That wasn't going to happen. Pete King, who's one of the best authorities when it comes to the NFL because he's so wired in, said that NFL officials were calling teams around the league to try to gauge what kind of interest they would have in signing Michael Sam to a practice squad. So yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys signed Sam, who's trying to become the first player to do it, to be openly gay player in NFL history while playing. He doesn't, you know, necessarily tag himself that way, but he knows that he, that people look at him like that. I don't think any of the players care. They care that he can play because they want to win. Because when they win, they make more money, and they win the ultimate prize, and they want to win the Super Bowl. But regardless, how interesting is that? The NFL knew they'd be in a pickle. They didn't want to have any kind of a publicity nightmare. So this is what they did. They started to, you know, do the little soft sell and gauge what they could from any of the teams. And they found that Dallas was interested, so that was that's pretty big, because it was only a couple of days where he was unemployed, and now he's on the practice squad and has a good chance to make the team. We'll see what he does, especially with defensive problems that the Cowboys are having. They could probably work him in to a few different packages, probably being the operative word. He has to be able to fit in to the schemes, and it has to make sense for the Cowboys to do that. They're not just going to do it to do it. That's why they picked him up. They picked him up, I think, to be helpful, but they picked him up because they also know that they need some help on defense. I just got back from the U.S. Open, as many of you know, in New York City. I'm a very big tennis fan. I played when I was a kid just on the cracked courts, public courts, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, in a place called Downs Farm. We used to go to that court and have to wait forever and ever and ever because just regular people played. You weren't a country clubber. You just had to wait outside like everybody else with your jug of water or whatever, and we would just pound the balls back and forth. I loved it from the time I was young. So Roger Federer, to me, is one of those guys that you got to admire the finesse, the way that he plays. I watched him a bunch. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, you'll see me right now with one of Roger Federer's hats on. He moves on to the semis. He beat Monfils. He did it in five sets. It was pretty darn exciting to watch. Who says tennis is for sissies? Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.
$23.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.